Chapter 7, in which Lottie starts an academy and everybody learns something.
"Did you miss us when you were away at school?"
Pooh asked Christopher Robin one August morning when the 100-acre wood was at its best. "I did," said Christopher Robin, "but then something would happen and I would forget. It's noisy at school. Everyone shouts."
"It's very noisy in the forest too," said Pooh.
"Yes, but here the noises come one at a time, and at school they all come together." Pooh seemed to be a little disappointed with Christopher Robin's answer.
"If you don't miss us, nobody will."
"Silly old bear," said Christopher Robin. "I might not have missed you all the time, but I never forgot you." Pooh nodded slowly. Then he brightened and suggested,
"Maybe we should have a school here, and you could be the headmaster."
"What a good idea," said Christopher Robin. "Only I'm not old enough to be a headmaster, and I haven't got a gown." Then he thought for a moment and added, "But I wonder." Meanwhile, over in the place that had been boggy before it turned dry and crusty, Lottie was swimming around in her old tin trunk, Fortitude Hall, and explaining to Eeyore what was wrong with the forest.
"Perhaps, since you have been here such a very long time, Eeyore, you don't notice things as clearly as I do. But it seems to me that the behaviour of some of the animals is quite uncouth."
"Especially the stripy ones," agreed Eeyore.
"Exactly. Stripes or spots, fur or feathers, what they need is a little discipline. So I have a proposition to put to you."
"Well, let me get comfortable first," said Eeyore, scratching that place behind his right ear
where a scratch was always welcome. At exactly this moment, Christopher Robin and Pooh came into view. Christopher Robin was riding his bicycle, and Pooh was perched on the crossbar. At least, some of the time he was. Christopher Robin could not see the grass in front of him because Pooh was in the way, so every time they went over a tussock, the bear was bumped into the air and tumbled onto the ground.
"I'm not sure that bicycles were meant for bears, or bears for bicycles," said Pooh,
getting down carefully as Christopher Robin stopped beside Lottie's trunk. Pooh rubbed that part of him which was meant for landing on, but which had been landed on rather too much. Christopher Robin gave him a consoling pat.
"Why don't you tell them about our proposal?" he suggested.
"We have a proposal too," said Lottie. "Shall we go first?"
"I think we should go at the same time," said Christopher Robin. "One, two, three."
"What the forest needs is a school," said Lottie, and at the same time Pooh said,
"We were thinking of a school in the forest."
"How strange," said Eeyore. "There seems to be a sort of echo around here."
The four of them went and sat in a magic ring of mushrooms, which is the best place in a forest to have ideas, and sure enough, their plans came thick and fast. Owl was the obvious choice to teach Latin and Greek. Rabbit would be asked to take household management, and Kanga, geography.
"What will you teach, Lottie?" asked Christopher Robin.
"I shall teach good manners, dancing and deportment, elocution and water sports. Diverse subjects, but I am skilled in them all."
"I shall take sports," said Christopher Robin, "and throwing the cricket ball. But we'll need a headmaster. I thought that maybe..."
At just the same time, Lottie lowered her voice and said a little huskily,
"I thought maybe you, Eeyore."